Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, someone bless the Lord this morning. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Just want to welcome everyone to this early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. What you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. As the Bible says, in the beginning, when Elohim began to restore and refurnish and rebuild the universe, he said, let there be. Oh my God. In the beginning, let there be. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. I want you to get this up in your spirit right now, that in the beginning, it's let there be. Come on now. Come on now. You got to get this up in your spirit. In the beginning, let there be. Come on, share the broadcast. Let everyone know that you are here. Come on now. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Come on now. Come on now. Begin to magnify his name because he's worthy. Come on now. I'm trying to get something to you this morning. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to give you just a quick word of encouragement. Because sometimes when you're by yourself and you have to encourage yourself in the Lord, you need some footing. You need, the Bible says, now listen, check this out, Psalm 119. Oh my God, we getting ready to go there. Come on, Psalm 119. Ah, glory, Psalm 119. Let me put this up in the angle. Good morning, Jasmine Candles. Good morning, good morning. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. I want you to get this morning. Amen. Psalms 119. Let me go here over here. Psalms 119. And we're going to look at about verse. Let's look at verse 104. And in fact, we'll start at verse 103. Okay. Psalms 119. Verse 103. When you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, Psalms 119, verse 103. And please don't forget to share the broadcast. Come on, I'll share the broadcast. Let your people know that the encourager is online. Come on now. I'm the encourager. Glory. I'll take that. Prophet Michael Bryant, the encourager. Come on. It's my job to encourage you. Come on now. Hey, glory. Father, I thank you right now. Ah, glory. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now look at what it says. High glory. In Psalms 119, verse 103, it says, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precept, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Now before we move on, let's look at this word precept. This word precept means a statute or a law or a commandment, okay? Through thy word, okay? The word of God. Through thy word, I get understanding, okay? That word understanding is spiritual discernment, spiritual perception. Ah, glory. Oh, my God. To have discernment, understanding, and insight. Spiritual and supernatural intelligence. Oh, come on now. Hey, glory. To give understanding, teaching. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. So through your supernatural teaching and precepts and spiritual understanding and perception, listen, therefore I hate every false way. Oh, come on now. Ah, glory. Woo, my God. Listen. When you get understanding, okay, you won't make a wrong step. You won't go down the wrong direction. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. Oh, come on now. Get this right now. Get it. Get it. Come on now. Hey, glory. Through your word, through thy teaching, through the understanding of your kingdom promise, which is the word of God, the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Okay. I get spiritual understanding, intelligence, and discernment. Now look at verse 105. Thy word, thy precepts, thy understanding is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Oh my God. Hey, glory, glory. Oh my God. I'm going to say that again. Thy word, your statutes, your commandments. Oh my God. Is a lamp. Now, if we look at a lamp has a lampshade and it shows precise, specific light in one small area. So thy word is a footstep. Oh, come on now. It's a step unto my feet. Oh, my God. And the light. And when you put those steps and connect them together, now they make a path. Oh, my God. Now, listen, the path is not for you. It's for the ones who are watching you and following you, though they never said anything to you. Oh, come on now. Someone type, it is so. Oh, my God, my God. So the word is a lamp. It shines. See, until God gives you a word, because without a word, you've got no power. Oh, come on. See, glory. Glory. Somebody's going to get this. Without the word, you have no power. Come on now. Mm-hmm. I want you to get that. Okay. I'm going to type this. The word is the power of God. Okay. The word is the power of God. Come on. Come on. Get this. The word is the power of God. See, I'm trying to get this to you. Mm-hmm. See, hey, glory. I want you to say it with me. The word is the power of God. Come on now. Now give him praise, because I'm going to give you understanding on that. See, once I say something to you, now I got to give you understanding. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. The word is the power of God. Hey, glory. I'm going to say it again. I want this to get down deep into your spirit and into your knower. The word is the power. Mm-hmm. And when you get the word, glory. Now listen, the word is twofold. Okay. But the first part of the word is that the word is the second person of the Godhead. You have the Father, the Son, or the Word. His name is the Word of God. And then you've got the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Okay. In the beginning was the, and this is where we're going. Go to John chapter 1. Come on now. We're going to go there. John chapter 1. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. I got to get this to you. Come on now. John chapter 1. I'm typing this in for Instagram here. Now, remember, I just made a statement that the word is the power of God. The word is the power of God. I'm going to say it again. The word is the power of God. Glory. I hope you're getting this morning. The word is the power of God. Are you getting that? Are you understanding that? That the word. See, when you get the word, you get the full ability, everything, glory, that comes with God and his kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is inside of the word. Now, let's go here. John chapter 1, look at verse 1. It says, verse 1, in the beginning was the word, capital letter, talking about a specific person, place, or thing. And the word was with God, and the word was God. This is how we know it. We're talking about the person, the word, okay? Now look at verse 12. But as many as received him, this lets us know that we're still talking about the person, the word of God. Oh, come on now. See, the word justifies and it, oh my God, and it answers itself. Amen. And woo, and to as many as received him, the word, to them, those that received him. See, when you receive the word, that means you hear the word, you hide the word in your heart, then you execute or you do the word. That shows God that you received, okay? But to as many as received him, heard, and responded, amen, to them gave he power. This word power is dunamis, which means his ability to become the what? Sons of God. So that means that you are now the direct offspring of God. Oh, come on now. So if you are the direct offspring because you came out of him, you were created by him in his image and after his likeness, you can act just like him. So come on, somebody. Woo, my God, my God. Someone type, I have the power. Come on now. It is so. I have the power. It is so. Come on now. I only got a few more minutes. Like I said, I'm just encouraging you today. The encouragement is you're not alone. You've got all the power and resources that you need. And everything that God spoke, he will bring to pass. Oh, my God. See, this must be the Quinteros right now. And let's take a look at this here. I believe it's in Isaiah. Okay, no, it's actually Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1:12. Come on now. Jeremiah 1:12. Now listen, once again, I'm just showing you the word. Now, it's no coincidence that Jeremiah 1:12 and John chapter 1, verse 12, our glory, worked hand in hand in tandem, our glory, the old covenant and the new covenant coming together. Because the old covenant is the promise. The new covenant, or high glory, everything after, you know, everything from Matthew all the way through Revelation, is the fulfillment of that promise or that word. Come on now. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Come on now. I'm just typing that in into Instagram. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Glory. Come on now. Hey, glory. Take a shot. Come on now. Come on now. Just begin to magnify him. Come on. Come on now. Magnify him. Magnify him. Get it right now. Get it right now. God is doing it. Come on now. You felt that. See, I felt that. God is one. Come on now. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. Hey, glory. Hey, take K shot. Oh, come on. Get it. Ah, glory. Oh, my God. Come on. Get it right now. Get it. Hey, K shay, te da boko shot, take K shot. Oh, broko shot, te da boko shot. Ah, glory. Come on now, get it. Come on now. Hey, come on now, Sister Missy. That's right. It is so. Jeremiah chapter 1. Look at verse 12. Come on now. We're going here. Get it. Come on now. I want you to get this right now. Come on. Get this right now. High glory. Look at what it says. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. Come on now. Just trying to get this into Instagram here. Come on now. Amen. Amen. Glory. Look at what it says. Come on now. And let's see. Look at verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see. Now listen, he's in the spirit talking with God. He's talking to the word. Come on now. Hey, glory. The word of the Lord. Who is this word, Lord? This is Jehovah. Jehovah. Okay. I see a rod in an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, you have seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Oh my God. Okay, I will hasten. This word hasten in the Hebrew is the shakad of God. And it means to wake up, to awaken, to be alert, watch over, to be wakeful over. Oh my God. Hey, glory. I will watch over my word to what? Perform it. This word perform is the asa of God. To do, to fashion, to accomplish, to make, to produce, to act. Ah, glory. Hey, glory. It's to prepare, to attend, to put in order. Oh, my God. To acquire, observe, celebrate, appoint, institute, and ordain. Okay. Oh, my God. Hey, glory. See, glory. Somebody's going to catch that right now. See, God is performing. He's instituting. He's producing. He's appointing and ordaining the word in you to perform it. Oh, my God. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Hey, glory. This is why you're going to be effective. This is why you're going to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Why? Because the Lord and the Word and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, is with you. And as long as you, wait a minute, the lamp is a word unto my feet, a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. As long as we stay on God's path by hearing, hiding, and doing His Word, the word will be performed not only in you, but around you. Somebody type, it is so. See, the word is going to come alive. Why? Because the power inside the seed of the word is going to be activated in you, and it won't be your power. It'll be the power of God. It will then become supernatural. Oh, my God. Ooh, that's why Jesus said, the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these shall you do. Why? Because the power of God, the kingdom, is within you. Come on now, somebody give him praise. Come on now, give him praise and type, it is so. Come on. This is why this year, glory, that this is why, oh my God, this is why 5784 is going to be your season of favor and the greater. 2024 is going to be your season of obedience to new beginnings. Why? Because it's the word. When God spoke, he gave us a word. And because of that word, he's watching over it. He's waking it up. He's activating it to perform it in your life. Come on now. Hey, glory. Come on. Somebody give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Be encouraged today. God, see, when he gives you the word, when you hear that word, get inside your spirit and your heart, it's already done. Come on now, someone type, it's already done. It is so. High glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Somebody give him praise. Come on now, can I get somebody to say, it is so with me? Come on. Amen. Now listen. Now we're going to activate the word. Amen. Come on now. We're going to activate the word. High glory. How do we do that? Paul said, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22. Come on now. While the earth remaineth. Come on now. While the earth remaineth. I'm going to say it again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night, cold and heat shall not stop. The seed time is the time and period of planting seed or investing consistently. The harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from you sowing the seed. Amen. So how do we do that? okay? Then you have to get the seed into the ground. The restored ministries is good ground. Amen. So you can sow into the ministry by using our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Restored Ministries, INT.org. And you can use the PayPal link right there. Amen. And you can also use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account by using our ministry Gmail, which is restored, MININTL at gmail.com. Okay. And then you can also, now here's the next part. Okay. That's sowing seed into the ministry. He says, bring you your tithe and offering into my house that there might be meat. Okay. Into the storehouse. Okay. Hey, glory. Now, when you do that, now you can take your seed sowing to a whole nother level by doing, I'm just typing this into Instagram. I'm sorry. Into the hand of the prophet. Now, what do we mean by that? It's called the teruma, okay? Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. And the first fruit of all your, and the first of all your first fruits of all things, of every teruma or oblation, of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest, the prophet of the house. I am the priest and prophet of the house. The first of all your dough, that he may, that he, the prophet, the priest, may speak, may cause, the activate the word of the blessing to rest in your house. See, when you sow straight into the hand of the prophet, okay, now the prophet speaks the blessing, okay, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Yes, good morning, Nancy. Dame, that's right. The word is the power of God. So you can do that by using the Cash App. My Cash App at $ProphetBryant2023. And when you do that, now I speak the blessing and I declare it. And God performs it and activates it and produces it in your house. And Father, right now, here's what we want to do. We want to make sure that when you give, that you're giving either the new beginning seed, which is the 8888 or the 188-88 or 1088-88 into the ground. Or if you want to do the 2024 seed, in 2024, he said that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. And you can do that by sowing the $224 or the $2,024. But you can do that by the Cash App right there, or by the other ways into the ministry. And this is how we are blessed. This is how debt cancellation, and this is how glory bills get paid off supernaturally. Amen. Listen, I had a man of God, an apostle, after he heard our teaching about the teruma, he started getting the understanding with all you're getting, get understanding. See, he started digging into it, and he started doing it, and he started having his people do it. Next thing you know, people in his ministry were getting out of debt. They're getting things paid off, debt canceled. He himself, his house was paid off. He'd only been in there for 4 years, but they gave him a letter saying that his house was totally paid in full. Come on now. That's what the teruma does in your life. If you sow the teruma seed, listen, the teruma seed into the hand of the prophet. Do the 224, the 2024. Sow it into the hand of the prophet. Listen, if you want debt cancellation in your life, debts paid, houses paid off, cars paid off, sow the new beginning seed into the hand of the prophet. Father, I thank you right now. Our glory, your word says, while the earth remains seed time and harvest, right now I declare the blessing of the Lord over their life. I declare and decree that as they sow into the hand of the prophet, that wealth is in the mouth of the prophet. I speak prosperity, wealth, and good success. I declare and decree that the blessing shall rest in their house in Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I declare and decree, I count it done. And you watch over your word to perform it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. And amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast this week. Amen. Don't miss out on your blessing in Jesus' name. Be blessed.